E3 2015.
Yes. I'm a little tired. We just watched a lot of press conferences.
Yeah, it's been about, it was 12 hours yesterday. We had about 2 hours today, and then Bethesda on day negative one.
Want to go reverse chronological order? Because, I mean, the latest one is probably the most fresh, and we could go backwards in time to Bethesda.
So fresh.
What the fuck were we watching with Square Enix?
Well, first of all, my name is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi. Hi, Eric, my brother, Eric. How are you?
I'm Eric.
You're Matt's brother?
Yes.
Very good. Nice to meet you. So we're going to start in reverse chronological order because that sounds like an idea. Squaresoft. Square Enix.
Squaresoft.
Square Enix.
Yeah. We missed the beginning.
Couldn't find it on Twitch.
But I wouldn't say we were missing it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So we started with some weird guy talking. I don't remember what he was saying. It was an English guy. He was Western. He was talking about something very dryly. And then some crazy person with a mask came on screen.
Yeah, is that normal?
For what?
I'm not familiar with Japanese culture. Are you
to dress up like the Majora's Mask Moon? I don't think that's
a normal thing. That's not a normal thing. He had trouble navigating the steps.
When he says, when they were introducing him, it took a while because he couldn't find the stage. He went like in the wrong direction.
What game was that for?
Nier. N-I-E-R.
All right, thanks. Let me just write this down. So I was told that Platinum Games was going to be announcing a new game they're working on.
Uh-huh.
Is this the game? Because they said that they're partnering with them on making it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. Because they also partnered with another game, which we'll discuss a little later, as we're working reverse chronologically.
The only thing it said was from the makers of Nier, Dragon Guard, and Tekken. And then it's like, what kind of weird game?
Well, because it's a kind of a mishmash. They have the sound guy from Tekken. Mm-hmm. They have the character designer from Revengeance. It's just all over the place. For Nier.
And we just saw an anime woman.
Anime woman, yeah.
It's like 4 seconds.
She fell from the sky and landed in our hearts. Other than that, what else was at Square Enix?
God damn. We just watched it.
We just turned it off.
And I don't remember.
Final Fantasy VII Remake, what?
Did they even talk about it at this one? Or was it just on Sony's?
No more than they did at Sony's.
Okay.
So it's just the same fucking thing.
So the thing that was the most interesting to me at Square Enix was the world of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it looked cute.
It looked like a cute little...
Little chibi.
And the guy on screen was saying, hey, we're not going to make it super complicated with the battle system. We know. We're sorry. And that looks interesting.
That's for PS4 and Vita.
Hmm.
So if you want to play it on the toilet, you can borrow my Vita.
Or playing using a toilet, I'll use your Vita.
Oh, no.
I like Tomb Raider. I like Hitman, but, you know, I'm not in like with them. I wasn't, like, super excited to see those.
Hitman has the worst design of any hero character.
Yeah. Just bald, man. I think the thing that we both cared about the most was Deus Ex.
Mm-hmm. Big Deus Ex fan. That was my game of the year.
Mechanical Apartheid.
Mechanical Apartheid.
So this is probably the worst press conference out of all the press conferences.
Oh, I don't.
Well, even though there was stuff in there I liked, just as a press conference, every person got up there and was like a synopsis. Like they were like reading off of a Wikia site. And like, this is what our game about. It's Rodrigo Rodriguez. He's in this coastal area. And it's being controlled by a dictator.
Broad strokes, Square.
And it was very, very...
Just stop giving me very deep interpretation of your story.
It was super detailed.
Just say I'm a guy.
And they didn't need to do that. They could have just showed the game.
Let the trailer speak for itself.
I think we started the thing when they were talking about Just Cause 3.
Yes, that's where we came in.
That's where we came in. Whatever happened before that, I don't know. We'll never know because I'm not going to fucking watch this thing again.
I'm not going back. Fact checking will ruin this podcast.
This train wreck of a press conference. And they talked
about it. Still thought it was.
Kingdom Hearts 3 was hilarious because I didn't think they were going to show anything. Because yeah. he came on there, the guy. And then he says, oh, but don't take my word for it. Maybe you're going to see this. This is going to be more impressive than me talking. And then he throws to two other people talking about Kingdom Hearts. And then they went into the Kingdom Hearts.
And one of the people that was on the video talking was in the room!
Yeah, they had a Disney guy and then the Square Enix production management.
None of that needed to happen. Just show us the Kingdom Hearts.
I didn't care about either of those people.
And they they prefaced their actual Kingdom Hearts 3 footage with a Kingdom Hearts mobile game.
Oh boy.
Which just sucked all the life out of the room.
I don't mind the mobile stuff, but it's... I don't know. I played the first Kingdom Hearts. That's not something I'd care about. Yeah. I know there's plenty of people that like that game, but...
Sure.
And it looked okay.
As what it was supposed to... Hateful people.
For what it was supposed to do, but it's... Yeah, there wasn't a lot there for me.
No. Yeah, and I knew exactly what I wanted, and that was Deus, and they saved that towards the end.
Right, but what I wanted to see with Deus was I wanted to see them... No, this is how you do it if you want to talk your way through. This is if you just want to punch a wall... Punch a hole through the wall.
Yeah,
there. I wanted to see what the perks were.
You
I wanted
to see what through a human being's skull.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of hoping they would get into that stuff, and it was more like, no, this is more story trailer, but it's actually showing you in-game footage.
It looks all right.
Yeah, looks fine. I'll get it.
Yeah, it's probably the most interesting game they had in there for me personally was Deus Ex. I forgot the name of it already. Human Mankind Divided?
Yeah, something.
These names, I don't know.
Not that I'm going to play it, but it did look interesting. Lara Croft Go for the mobile.
Yeah, that looked cool. That looked cool as a mobile game. I like the art style to it. And I might get the new Tomb Raider if it's on sale. Like, it's one of those things that'll probably be like 8 hours long.
Tombs.
And it's like,
maybe she'll learn to love Tombs again.
She'll learn to love Tombs again. It was the last game was okay.
So if you had to give Squeenix press conference 2015 a grade, letter grade,
it was an F. I don't know how you could have had it worse than that.
An F.
Yeah.
I think we know how you can make it worse.
We're gonna
talk about EA in a little bit.
EA did one thing that made it not an F for me.
We'll get to that. That's gonna be in the middle of our podcast because it was right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
At the heart of E3.
And then the Nintendo.
I didn't give my grade.
Okay. What's your stupid grade?
D-.
Oh yeah, okay. You're gonna argue with me over a fucking F, but it's like, oh, D-.
Hey, give me Deus.
Or
that D is for Deus. That is the only reason.
Give
that
me
not
a story.
Getting...
No, give me Deus.
Give me Deus.
They chose to give us story when we really wanted them to give us Deus.
Oh no.
I guess now we could
move on to Nintendo and that fucking.
Or move backwards to Nintendo.
Whoa, I'm falling backwards into Nintendo.
It's better than it was last year. Even though I really like Splatoon and last year at the conference, it's just I didn't like Robot Chicken. They were constantly doing that stuff. Here, it's like the Muppets were cute, and they were kind of funny.
I'm still going to say that last year's delighted me more. Even though, like you said, I'm not a big fan of the Robot Chicken stuff. I thought it was adequate. It was fine. The Muppets were a step up.
But they were funny.
But in terms of, like, that Satoru Iwata puppet was way too accurate.
It looked too close to the
thing. It was
too...
I'm like,
and then the
I
Reggie,
didn't know they were using puppets.
The Reggie Muppet just doing, like, push-ups on a bench press. And he was doing it one-handed. He was like, yeah.
Yeah. He looked like Donkey Kong.
He did. I think they just took a Donkey Kong Muppet and then took his head on there.
The Miyamoto puppet, it didn't look anything like Miyamoto.
And he was trying to talk in English.
Bow-row-row. But, yeah, it was definitely disappointing to me. Because last year's did have a lot for me. I love Splatoon.
Oh, I mean, it had Splatoon. I don't know. What else did it have last year?
I can't remember off the
top of my head. Yeah, because it didn't have anything last year.
It had Kirby Rainbow Cone. It had Yoshi's Yarn
Tale. Didn't they have something with Yoshi and Yarn?
Yeah, it had all that good stuff. But I remember enjoying it a lot more last year.
Yeah.
And then this year, I'm kind of looking for that next Splatoon. Mm. Not necessarily Splatoon 2, but that unique... brand new IP that's gonna make me think. It's gonna catch my eye, and it wasn't there.
I don't know. It's between Nintendo and EA as who was trying to stall for time the most. And I think EA nudges them out by a hair. But Nintendo, they really did the puppet thing. They lingered on that stuff for a while. And then they had the woman kneeling down in front of the Yoshi amiibos.
Yes, quite subservient to her masters.
And it's like, I walked into the office and I knit some stuff. And
I knit Yoshis at home.
And then everybody was like, oh, they look so cute. And like, yeah, this is a great story. But
great story.
Why don't you?
Now, the reason they had her do that was because, A, they wanted to show off those awesome yarn amiibos, which I'm going to buy as I can fit in my mouth.
I didn't know those were actual. I thought they made those just for the thing.
Oh, yeah.
The show.
They look great.
They look better than what you could buy.
It's a green Yoshi, a blue Yoshi, and a pink Yoshi. I want them all. I just want a laundry hamper full of Yoshi yarns. And the reason they had her doing it was to show off the amiibos, and because they already had the director and the creator talk about it last year. So you're not going to do
that. Yeah, were at a yarn store.
Yeah, at the yarn store, you know.
Like, oh, you see this? We were the one if we made a game with this.
Yeah, at the Joann Fabrics.
And then they said, like, well, we already did. Well, what if we do it again?
Let's just do it again. But this time, let's do a pretty girl on her knees.
On your knees.
On your knees, said Kotal Kahn. Yeah, they started off with Star Fox. Which, I'm not the biggest fan of Star Fox, which is weird because I love furries and I love space shooters. And there's just something about Star Fox that I don't care for. I wasn't a fan of the N64 game, the Super NES game. I haven't even touched the game.
I just laughed because they started off with the Muppets slowly changing into...
Yeah.
Like it was some kind of curse.
Yeah.
Like a full moon was out. And then I was like, oh no, I'm a Star Fox.
Now I'm Peppy Hare.
Yeah, I didn't care about Star Fox. I've never cared about Star Fox. I thought, I was expecting it not to look like garbage.
Nobody wants to be Slippy Toad.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'll do a barrel roll. And like, yeah, people know that line because that line was terrible. And he kept saying it.
The great Andross.
But yeah, I mean, I think Mario World, whatever their Mario
game. Super Mario Maker.
No, I mean, just in general, the Mario 3D World game looks good.
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda. Like, most of their Wii U games looks really good. Like, Splatoon looks really good when you're seeing it.
Yes,
I'm just saying that because this game did not look good. The Star Fox game looked bad.
And apparently it was co-developed by Platinum. And I would have expected a little bit more... Like, Platinum is kind of known for doing those eye-grabbing... moments that really jump out at you, and there was nothing there. It was all very dry and just very through the motions. And don't you remember Star Fox?
What if we had one button to fire a weapon and another button to transform your ship?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. It didn't do it for me, and it didn't look spectacular, so it's not something that's gonna make me into a Star Fox
when fan. You pilot a plane and you aim down, you actually look up. So we wanted that into the game.
Yeah. What geniuses. Legendary game designers.
So,
and then they moved into from Star Fox into the amiibo that is also a Skylander.
Oh, yeah. That I didn't know if that was a... I don't know if that's a Skylander or an amiibo.
Is it a squid or a kid? We don't know. Make up your mind.
It's just, there's a thing on the thing. You could just switch it to amiibo mode.
You can actually...
Or Skylander mode.
It could either be useful... as a Skylander and actually used in a video game to great effect, or you can turn the dial on the base into an amiibo, which does nothing.
It's probably a Skylander because the amiibos actually look nice and that thing didn't. I mean, Donkey Kong looked like he was wearing a tracksuit.
Yeah, he was wearing like some sort of yellow suit. Now,
I think
sure.
They just took one of the monsters that they had before and put like a monkey head on it.
Just strap another gorilla head on it.
It's kind of like what they did for Reggie Fils Anime's Muppet. They just
they took a Donkey Kong Muppet and put Reggie Fils Anime's head on it.
Do you have a gorilla Muppet? Just repaint the head. Put eyebrows on it.
It already has a tie.
Yeah, it works.
And Xenoblade Chronicles X got a release date in the US. Not a game that I'm interested in, but a lot of people are. And I think if you have a Wii U and you're into JRPGs, that's something for you. And Fire Emblem.
Fire Emblem was the thing.
Yeah.
That looked really cool. I thought that was a Wii U game at first because of the cutscenes and that looked so nice. And it's like, this can't be on a 3DS. And then they were showing all this stuff. It's like, that's the number one thing that I wanted to play out of the Nintendo press conference. Probably the only thing there that
Me
I
too.
Cared about.
Yeah, I was really excited about it. And the characters have feet now.
Ooh.
They remembered to put the feet in.
I need that.
I need it.
it would have been nice if they had gone into more detail. They seem like they were filling so much time with, like, Muppets dancing around, and they could have talked more about, hey, like, what's this game about? Why are you calling it If? What the hell does that mean? Are there two campaigns in this?
Yeah, it's called If in Japan. In the North American, it's now called Fate. Fire Emblem Fates, or whatever it is.
That's less dumb than If.
Because they want you to, at a certain point, you have to decide, make a very huge choice as to how you're going to play the rest of the game, and then it locks you in.
Buy the game twice if you want to see everything.
Pretty much. Now, that's what it's going to be like in Japan. They have not said if they're going to pull that shit in North America.
Originally I thought, like, no way, they were going to, we don't put up with that kind of shit here in the U.S. of A.
That's right. But
then when
they put a boot up your ass.
Yeah. Well, then when they sold the new 3DS and they decided not to give us chargers, it's like, oh,
so maybe anything goes now.
Maybe they will screw us. I don't know. I'm only going to play that game once. I'm not going to do this Pokemon Yellow Blue bullshit.
I don't know. Because, I mean, they don't make many Fire Emblem games. And maybe, like, say they sell it for $40, mm-hmm. and then you can buy, like, the second option digitally for, like, $20.
It's less insulting than what Atlas does with their Atlas tax, and that 3DS games are just $10 more expensive than every other game on the 3DS just because they're Atlas.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's $50 if you want to play an Atlas 3DS game.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, look it up. You could go on Amazon right now and check it out.
Atlas is also working with the Fire Emblem team to make Persona or Shin Megami Cross.
I don't know what that was.
Fire Emblem? I don't know.
It was
in Japanese.
There was an X in the title.
They didn't even
Shin Megami Tensei was part of it, and then the other part was, I guess, Fire Emblem. Yeah. That did not look like Fire Emblem nor Shin Megami Tensei. So I don't know why they didn't just call it something else. They had Krom in there, except he didn't look like Krom. He looked like some kind of weird.
Didn't look or sound like Krom.
Like, he looked like a mutant from X-Men.
It was the most Japanese thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I'm never gonna play that.
Now, they said that we weren't going to get any info on the new Wii U Zelda game. But that didn't mean we didn't get no Zelda.
Yeah, that Zelda game that they showed. What was it called again?
The Legend of Zelda.
It was 3.
Triforce Heroes?
They went out of their way to say, well, 4 people standing on each other's shoulders would have been too high.
That would have been stupid.
So we went with 3. Because the first thing everyone would have said is, well, the last game that had this was called 4 Swords, so why are you going backwards? Why do we have 3 links instead of 4 links?
Our 3DS cannot support because, 4 character models.
It was like the puzzles, and then you could switch out with dolls. 2 dolls! And your 3 guys.
It would have been too high, they would have gotten too dizzy on the totem pole. So the thing is, the mechanic in the game where you're supposed to play it with 2 other people, mm-hmm. and to solve puzzles, you do a totem. We form a totem pole where you stand on each other's shoulders.
Yeah.
Which looks adorbs, but it's kind of weird.
This game looks worse than Link Between Worlds.
Yes.
So why didn't they just use assets from Link Between Worlds and make, like, a remix? Why couldn't
I think
this...
that's what it is.
But then why does it look worse than that?
I don't
that?
Know. Maybe because they had, like, 4 days to make it.
Maybe.
This game is coming out by the end of this year.
I like...
Supposedly.
Loungewear Link.
Loungewear Link. Yeah, they had Loungewear Link. Samurai Link, a Zelda Link, which was...
He looked like he was wearing something between pajamas, footy pajamas, and some kind of court jester garb.
That's
looked awesome.
That's what I wear when I go
to
bed.
That's when I'm lounging. So yeah, that was my second favorite thing, was just Loungewear Link. Not the game, Loungewear Link.
Loungewear Link. Yeah, I'm going to say that the game did interest me. I'm a big Zelda fan. I really... we both really liked Link Between Worlds that came out a couple years ago. And if it plays anything like that, and has, if it's at least half the quality of that game, it should be fine. Mm. It's just not the Zelda game
we But is Ravio for. In it?
Probably not.
But is Ravio?
Probably not.
Why wasn't Ravio in Smash Brothers?
Well, if you don't like that Zelda game, they got another one for you.
I don't even remember.
Hyrule Warriors.
Oh, that's 3DS. Not, that doesn't count. That was... Yeah, the 3DS version. So if you want a worse-looking, worse-playing version of the one they released a year ago. But it includes all the DLC.
Includes all the DLC.
All the warriors.
I'm very curious to see if it's going to have all the levels. Like, are they just going to take, like, a handful?
I thought levels were part of the DLC.
They are.
So they would give you all the DLC, but they would take out stuff from the base.
Yeah, like, I don't... My brain is struggling to figure out how they're going to fit all of that Wii U game into a
3DS. Because they did this with Xenoblade.
Yeah.
They put it on the 3DS. And what was that, originally a Wii game?
Yes, it was.
And when they put it on the 3DS, it didn't control as well or look as good. So I don't know how they're going to take a Wii U game and put it on the 3DS.
Right. And that was that game that you're referencing, the Xenoblade. For the 3DS, that was only on the new 3DS. You can't even play that on a regular 3DS.
Because it's not powerful enough.
Now, they didn't specify on Hyrule Warriors, but I'm guessing you probably want to play it on a new 3DS.
I would hope so, yeah.
Or your Wii U, because you probably already have that game.
But you might not have a Wii U.
Now, here's the sinister thing that I was looking for in that trailer, because the Japanese version leaked a few days ahead of E3. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that trailer, when she opens up the treasure chest and she pulls out the gold ocarina, right after that, it showed an image of arrows drawing from the 3DS box to the Wii U box. And it was in Japanese, so I couldn't read it. But it suggested that the two new characters, Tetra and the King of Red Lions, would somehow transfer to your Wii U copy of the game.
Those characters aren't in the Wii U version?
They're not in the Wii U version.
Okay.
They're brand new for the 3DS version. At the end of the trailer that we got, there was no fucking arrow.
Well, because at the end of that trailer, it just shows Tetra holding up a ocarina. Like, that's supposed to mean something to us. Like, look at this!
Look at this!
And it's like, yeah, I know, it's a Zelda game. You have an ocarina in it.
Yeah, I don't even know what that gold...
What did that signify?
I don't know what it does. And I've played every single one.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? So, yeah, they showed some Mario game that was Paper Mario and
Mario. Paper Mario and regular Mario.
That looks fine. I'm not going
to play it. When worlds collide.
Mario Tennis.
No one cares about a Mario Tennis
game. I think people might. That I think that's the funnest. Tennis was the funnest game in the, Mii Sports? Or Wii Sports? Wii Sports,
yeah.
That came out. And tennis was really fun. If you just do that with Nintendo characters, I think you can sell a couple units with that.
I don't think, I don't know.
Get grandma
I don't think
over. Anybody,
I don't think grandma wants to play as loves Donkey tennis. Kong.
Oh, come on. Okay, maybe it wasn't that big. But I think that still has some sort of appeal. It's like they should have released that and Mario Golf for the Wii U. Mm-hmm. I think those are both holes in one.
Wasn't there a Mario Party game
in nope. here?
No, that it was like Mario Party, but it used
yes, Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing Party.
So there are two Animal Crossing games that you're never going to want to play. One is for the 3DS,
mm-hmm.
which is based off of you work for Tom Nook and you sell houses. So it is just the portions of Animal Crossing where you design and rearrange furniture.
When you're trying to get out of Tom Nook's thumb at the beginning of the Animal Crossing games. That's all what this game is. You're always under his thumb.
Just under his watchful gaze. Just shivering. That's a game.
That sounds fun.
That
sounds a lot like a lot
money,
of fun.
Pay money for that. If you've ever if you've ever wanted to know what it's like to be a retailer in a bad economy,
mm-hmm.
You
could decorate other people's houses and never visit them again.
Yep. And then the other one was that Mario Party-esque board game for the Wii U with Animal Crossing. They wanted to find a reason to make Animal Crossing amiibo.
And they said, well, why don't we just reskin this Mario Party game we were thinking of making?
You're right! And that's what they did.
And then that's a theme because they said, and you could use Wii Fit Trainer. What was that?
You could use Wii U Fit Trainer in Super Mario Maker.
The amiibo nobody bought.
The amiibo that everybody wants, but nobody has.
Yeah.
Now you can play as her in a little 8-bit version, holding up her leg as she runs through a Mario level. That's genius.
Great.
Yeah, I was very disappointed with Nintendo. After coming off such a high year so far with Nintendo, I've been pretty happy with everything that they've released this year. To just get this and be like, there's nothing really coming out for me. And this looks like it could be the last year for Wii U.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough on this.
And they mentioned the NX at the beginning.
Even though they said we're not talking about NX.
But we're talking about
they
NX.
Made a point to mention, to utter NX.
Well, I'm thinking that we're reading between the lines. It's like, hey guys, our lineup's not so great because we need 5 years to work on the next system to make sure there are games out for that.
Not great.
I was expecting just, I wanted to see Fire Emblem. I wanted to see a little bit more than what they showed. I wanted to see, like, maybe some of, like, a level. Maybe some what units look like.
Yeah, I'm very nervous because last year I felt like they had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled out a handful of things that were interesting to me. And this year I'm like, they have nothing. Mm. And they had nothing.
And it was just a trailer. And at the end, the anime girl was like, but if you must kill me as who you are.
Oh! Yeah, I don't know.
I just like the strategy elements of it. It's a fun game. I just want to play
it's a fun game. Yeah, that codename Steam that came out earlier this year. Also a fun game, does not sell well.
It had the worst art style that you could have asked
worst
for.
Worst name. I keep calling it the wrong thing. I keep calling it Project
Steam. Yeah, so, you know, those two things matter.
Yeah.
The way your game looks apparently. And the name it has.
And, yeah. But I digress. So, Nintendo, I'm going to give it a D.
I'm giving it a C-.
All right. Very good. I'm doing it a little bit higher than Square Enix, but not by much.
Mainly the Muppets were fun.
The Muppets were fun. I like the Muppets. I like the new Zelda game and the new Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
All right. Now, okay. Now we have to fall all the way back to last night.
Sony.
They were just genies. They're just granting everyone's goddamn wish, no matter how foolish. No matter how insane, they're going to deliver, no matter what.
They're just peddling broken promises and lies at this point.
Wait a minute. How can you say something like that?
Well,
they started out the show with The Last Guardian, which...
should have came out 8 years ago.
But they showed it.
I mean,
coming out next year. Maybe.
At first, it looked really bad. It looked like a PS3 game, but I think that was just because of the screen quality. When we watched it later on YouTube, it looked much nicer. Yeah. But still, that was not a lot to what we saw. It's a boy and his dragon.
It's every pet you've ever had. It's a dog, cat, bird,
fish.
It's, oh my god! It touched my heart, and I was excited to see it. It was not the most exciting stage demo, but just, you know, the history behind that game and the fact that I love Ico and Shadow of the Colossus.
It's cool. I appreciate it. It looks nice, but it's like, it's weird that people are going nuts and like this game that they promised a while ago, and they said that, well, we're still working on it. And then
I guess it really exists.
Okay.
So that's, and I mean, if you look at the history of AAA titles that people have been demanding for years, there are three names that keep coming up, and that's The Last Guardian, Shenmue 3, and Half-Life 3.
They might as well have just said Half-Life 3 coming out, too, because they promised everything else.
Because they, later in the show, we got... they didn't announce it. Yu Suzuki did. He came in and announced Shenmue 3 was announced by Yu Suzuki for his Kickstarter.
Yeah, Adam Boyes was on screen, and then you had this big, giant thing that said Kickstarter. And then you saw the Sakura petals falling, and then it's like, Shenmue 3, go to Kickstarter right now and fund it.
And they did. It reached its goal of 2 million in about 12 hours.
Yeah.
There's still 31 days left, so how much money do you think this thing's gonna take?
I don't know. This game's not coming out until 2019, if it ever comes out. This is one of those things where they just said, like, hey, yeah, if we can make it if you want, and here, go to Kickstarter. Like, what, they didn't really show much of this. They just showed, like,
well, that's just it. That's what the whole point of Kickstarter is. Like, it's, you have this idea, you present it, you see if there's interest in it, and if you get enough money, you get made.
Right. But I'm just thinking of how long it took to make Mighty Number 9. Is that what it's called?
Mighty Number 9, that's the Mega Man creators Kickstarter. That's coming out very soon.
Announced but it did, 18 years ago.
Not 18, it was a while,
and
but it's coming.
Yeah, that just seems really sketchy, the Shenmue 3. I don't even know what a Shenmue 3 game would be in the year 2000, whenever it comes out.
I was thinking that, too. Like, it was a novelty on the Dreamcast.
They invented QTEs.
They invented, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, so I don't know if I want to play it, per se, but there are... apparently, there are at least $2 million worth of people.
You could go into somebody's house, open a drawer, and see that there are pens and pads of paper inside. That was what Shenmue was.
And they had, so, right after The Last Guardian, they showed off a new game from the Killzone developers.
Oh, yeah. This is, like, the best thing for me.
I thought it was really cool. It was a game called Horizon.
Horizon something something.
Colon something or other. Yeah. I can't remember. All I know is that it had the girl from Brave shooting robot dinosaurs.
Yeah, she was hunting the robots.
So she could eat their metal.
It was weird because it's like cavemen and they're hunting robot dinosaurs and it looked really cool. But it's like, I don't know. I don't really trust Guerrilla Games, but I want to know more about this game, and I'm interested.
I've always had kind of a lukewarm fandom of Killzone games, and the last game that came out, Shadowfall, left a really bad taste in my mouth. I didn't play the multiplayer, and I did not finish the single player because it was that bad. But now that they're coming out with a new IP, it looks like something that they've been wanting to do for a while. It has a really cool aesthetic. I just don't know what genre it is. You said that it looks like an open world.
At the end of the trailer, they opened up the two side panels, and then that gave me the impression that it's an open world. You're gonna walk around in here, and you're gonna hunt these things, and it might be really linear like Enslaved was. But that was I think that was what they were trying to give the impression of like, no, you can walk around this whole world. Look at all these forests and mountains.
I got the impression that this was their take on the hunter genre, like Monster Hunter, because it was her in an enclosed area shooting all these enemies and taking bits of them.
Mecha-tecadarils.
So,
pterodactyl. That was supposed to be pterodactyls.
Tecadarils. Tecadarils.
Mecha-teca.
Okay. What is this word he's trying to say? Taquitos,
mecha taquitos,
metal taquitos.
It looked interesting and it was cool. It looked a little weird when she was aiming in third person, like she was sliding on ice.
And she kept talking. She was a little yak box.
Yeah. I'm not thrilled with her design.
Damn, she's a little egret wildling.
She looks like a white girl with dreads
with red dreads.
Red dreads. So yeah.
I'm gonna need to see more of it.
I want
to
see more of it.
Well, from what I've seen, I'm excited to learn more. Which I guess is
cool.
First step. And then they had the No Man's Sky live demo.
Yeah. It's fine, but I've seen this demo, it feels like, 6 times already. You go into space, there are planets.
There's stuff.
There might be stuff on that planet. There might not be stuff on that planet.
And you go home.
That's the game. That's cool. But I mean, I don't need to see, because they spent 6 minutes on that and like 2 seconds on Street Fighter V, so that's why I was a little annoyed.
A little bitter. But, yeah, we got Birdie and Cammy announced for Street Fighter
V. I wanted Birdie to come in.
Yep.
He put on a few since the last game.
They made him a little fatter.
Yeah.
Now, it's supposed to have aged everyone a little bit. Bison has gray hair.
Except Cammy looks,
Cammy seems to have gotten younger.
She looks younger than she was before.
Much more tighter.
But, yeah, I mean, I looked up all the stuff before the press conferences as far as V triggers, and here are your V skills. That would have been nice to see that at the press conference.
I agree with you, but also I think that level of detail in fighting mechanics would probably have gone over everyone's head.
Critical arts,
you don't say.
I would have liked to have seen, I would have at least liked to have seen like a specific Birdie trailer and a Cammy trailer, because I don't even know what they do. Like, Cammy's been in Street Fighter 4, so what did she do differently in here? What are their V triggers? What are their V skills? We don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that information's out there now, but I haven't found it yet.
Yeah, I think it was a missed opportunity. And the way that Sony kept, like, just barreling down through those trailers. Like,
yeah, that's great. Now let's talk about something else.
Let's go to the next one. Come on, we gotta hurry up. We only have
3 hours in this press
conference. The last Guardian went long. We have to hurry up. Trying to think what else. I think Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is that ever going to come out? Because we have, Final Fantasy XV that we're waiting for? Kingdom Hearts 3, this? Why not add 5 more games? Who cares? Because they're never coming out. Sure. So it doesn't matter.
I don't have an affinity for Final Fantasy VII, but I know a lot of people are excited about it, and I hope they get what they want.
It was nice playing it in 97, but I'm ready for other games now.
I feel like... Yeah, I'm very particular about what type of games I'm looking for, and this year's E3 had a lot of games for me, and I'm very happy with that. Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy VII is not a game for me, but I'm glad other people get the same
their
experience.
Their tech demo, Agni's Philosophy, or whatever?
Yeah.
That looked crazy good. I want to play that. I don't want to play... what I don't even know what Final Fantasy VII Remake is going to look like. Well, like I think I think that was just probably a big CG trailer. Then we're going to get into the game, and it's not going to look as like that. I don't know how they can make a 100-hour RPG look like that.
Yeah, keep in mind that we just saw like a digital trailer. There was no in-game assets. Yeah.
Is it going to be pre-rendered backgrounds?
It opens up, and you're like a blocky, high-res version of Cloud.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully it turns out well, because they will be lynched if it doesn't turn out perfect.
Well, they just now made their Last Guardians again, because there are going to be people going to be asking every year, when's Final Fantasy VII Remake? And I'm like, well, please give us more time.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no. Final Fantasy VII is Square Enix's problem, not Sony's.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's but, their problem. Like, Sony doesn't care. They're up there just being like, hey, Shenmue 3's coming at some point. I guess
they passed the buck.
Right? It's fucking Yu Suzuki's problem now, fucker. Like they've got out of jail, you know. They figured out.
I would have preferred a new Space Harrier from Yu Suzuki, but yeah, let them make Shenmue 3. That'll make a few people happy.
But yeah, so what would you? Was there anything else to Sony? That dream.
I don't want to talk about that. That was,
it gave me nightmares.
I don't like that. They did a lot of stuff that we saw at other things. Like they did the best Assassin's Creed.
Yeah,
trailer that Eevee. Wasn't at Ubisoft's press conference.
I like that you have the choice.
Eevee was beating the shit out of those guys.
I'm gonna play as Eevee.
Eevee looks so cool.
She seems to know what she's doing, and she doesn't wear a stupid top hat.
He has like, yeah, that guy was the Mutton Chops. I don't know. He looked like Bill the Butcher from Gangs of New York. But it's like Eevee was where it at. She had like a sword cane.
She looked like a much more traditional assassin.
And they don't have the white hoods. They have the black hoods.
Yeah.
She makes me... I don't know why that's such a sticking point, but when they showed Connor, the Native American assassin, and he had the white hoodie, and like that looks like...
Americans don't wear hoodies.
I've not played an Assassin's Creed game yet, so I might play this one because it looks... Just because of Eevee, she looks cool. But and yeah, a lot of stuff that we've seen other places before.
I would have liked it if you could choose to play the entire game as Eevee.
Let's just hope that it works when it comes out.
Let's just hope it works. Like, from what I understand, you can play as Eevee, but not the whole game. Like, you still need to play huge chunks of the game as a dude, which isn't exactly what people want.
I mean, they didn't show him doing crazy shit the way Eevee was doing.
Right. It seems like he was, like, dictating large groups of men.
I'm going to send my muscle, my little sister, out to enforce everything.
Yeah, his little sister will take care of it.
And he just has this gang of people that have yellow bandanas and turbans on.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
They had Batman, but I don't know. I'm not. Cares? I don't care about Batman.
They had Morpheus, but I don't think they give a fuck. Like, you can't... It's not like you can show Morpheus at a... press conference. Yeah. You have to actually wear the 3D.
I'm never going to put one of those things on my head.
Nope. Don't need that. Not in my lifetime. I think that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot.
It was fun to watch.
Fun to watch.
It was like, Last Guardian, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Shenmue 3.
And here's your dead dog we resurrected from
8th grade. You get a car.
And you get a car.
And it's they were just Wishmaster and just granting everybody's wishes.
I feel like there's going to be a catch to all these wishes. There's some sort of horrible trade.
They're writing checks their butt can't cash.
There's something that's going to be like a monkey's paw of a press conference where we've made these wishes, they were granted, but they're going to come at a price. And I think we're going to figure that out in a couple days.
Mm.
So, yeah. I will give Sony... It kind of did everything I needed it to do. It showed me games that they... were long dormant, and it showed me a new IP, and it showed me games for the future. I'm gonna give it an A.
I'm gonna give it probably a D minus. Oh no, D plus. Because, well, let's not forget that, what was it, Uncharted 4 didn't work at the end of this? None of the people...
Uncharted 4! That was my favorite part, when Sully was like, this way! And then
he just
stood there.
No, Sully, come back!
I'm like, aren't you gonna go fucking?
I mean, I'm judging these as like shows. Like, can I sit down and enjoy this show that they're putting on? And like the people that are getting up there to talk, they weren't very charismatic. It was very awkward how they were moving from one thing to another. I did not care for. It's just the weird pacing. Like, let's spend 10 minutes on this dream game, and 4 seconds on this
dream game in quotes.
I don't know. I remember what it was called, but it was. Yeah. Who cares?
I kind of grade it based off of what games you're showing, and the content that way. Because I kind of figure like the people, and the announcements and how they're announced. That's usually a shit show.
But it's regardless. Like also the games are empty promises until they're actually out, because none of these could come out. Horizon may never come out.
It could be another 8 years before Last Guardian.
Or it comes out and it's terrible and nobody cares. So it's like just make me excited for the prospect of a video game and tell me something that's coming out this year.
And I think they did that with Horizon.
Is it coming out this year?
It's not coming out this year, but the promise of these cool new IPs coming out, and then this year you've got Batman, you've got
Batman.
Yeah,
so that's why I was a little less than thrilled with the show, because they didn't really give me anything this fall.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
what's coming out this fall for Sony?
Well, not for Sony, but you got Fallout.
But it was the Sony press
conference. It was a Sony press conference, but yeah, like they didn't show anything Fallout.
If they did the exact same content, but just better, smoother, more entertaining, had demos that worked and people that could speak, and then I would have liked it a little bit more, I guess.
I'm going to give it props for Street Fighter V, Last Guardian, Horizon, and the Uncharted 4 demo that eventually worked. When it did work, it was very impressive looking.
Oh, yeah. And then that guy's like, hey, yeah, that's an applause line. Clap.
That's an applause line.
Clap for me.
Clap for me, bitch. Yes. I'm going to kill you, man.
I'm going to kill you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with my A.
Okay.
And let's see. Working backwards, stumbling back. We're in Ubisoft land.
I liked Ubisoft's press conferences.
Hi, here. Aisha. Again.
She's good. She's all right.
She's fine.
She's fine.
She's fine.
She's a fine black woman. But but with that press conference, usually I want to watch it because, they're going to play laser tag. They're going to have awkward conversations. We're going to have James Cameron go up there for 40 minutes and talk about this movie that we don't know what he's talking about, or not show any visual aids. That's what I usually liked.
You're looking for the gaffes.
Goofs and the gaffes. But this was actually just a really fun, well-done show. And there was no part in that I hated or would have... Even Jason Derulo singing, it's like, that was fine. It didn't last forever. It was
okay.
It was okay. It was an actual person giving a performance. It's not like they had...
I don't know him.
Right, but it wasn't like they grabbed, like, no, this is the Just Dance world champion and he's going to serenade us.
Yeah.
They got a real person who is, people pay to see that person.
He tried to dance with Aisha Tyler and she wasn't having any of it.
No, speaking of not having it, she tried making conversation or banter with that cosplayer.
There was a cosplayer in the audience and maybe she thought he was just a big fan. And then as she started asking questions, he revealed that he was paid by Ubisoft.
Ubisoft gave me money to dress like this and be here. And then she's like, she's trying to get stuff out of him, and he's not having it. That was the awkward of Ubisoft that I know and love. But other than that, everything, it was a great show. I mean, For Honor. That was the coolest thing that I saw of For Honor. First of all, it looked great.
It was announced by a crazy man.
I love that man.
He had a cane sword.
He had a cane that could have been a cane sword.
I am 90% sure that was a sword.
Like, okay, so I make fun of the guy, the car guy, who was it? What was that thing last year?
Drive Club,
where he was talking about fucking a car on stage.
Yeah.
Like, the leather, and just so sweet. Like, But this guy did the same thing with swords, and I loved him, and I hated the car guy. So maybe I'm just being an ass, but he brought the enthusiasm that I deserve.
The game
looked great.
Lets you play as a knight.
I don't know what it is.
Viking
or samurai. And I don't know what that game is, other than it's like, it looks like a third person. It probably is, but it looks like a third person Bushido blade. Because you're doing, you're changing your weapon stances. And the animations look good. You're holding a sword by the blade part and hitting somebody with the hilt.
It looks like
it was great.
A one hit kill situation. Yeah, regardless of whether it's a Musou game or a MOBA or anything like that, it looked like the combat was very detailed.
I'm hoping it's an offline game that has online stuff. Yeah. I'm guessing it's a multiplayer, they're competitive.
It looked like there were a lot of people running around.
Yeah, but who knows if that's just other people or AI. I'm just hoping that if it is a multiplayer thing, that there's at least a one-on-one thing so we could play against each other and I don't have to put up with somebody who just he lives for For Honor. He's the guy, the Sword King guy.
You don't want to meet him on the battlefield.
It's like, I don't want to meet him on the battlefield because it's like, I only have so many hours a day to play this game. I'm never going to be good at it. So let me just enjoy the animation.
Ubisoft is never a press conference that is awesome to me, but it's never the worst. It's always that nice, comfortable lull area.
Laser tag.
You can always count on him for something weird. This year I really liked For Honor. That seems like a new, because I'm okay, I do boycotts of publishers.
That's weird.
I know it's weird, it's dumb. I don't recommend you do it at home, but sometimes I just get so pissed off with a publisher that I'm like, I'm never buying another game.
That'll show them.
So I have a Ubisoft boycott. Pretty sure I'm going to lift it to try For Honor.
If it turns out to be good, it might be...
How about you buy it? And then I'll come over, and if I like
it... Let's see if it has a split-screen mode.
Sure. If this game even comes out.
If it even comes out.
It's a brand new IP that they're showing.
It could all be lies.
It might not even make it. It could be the new Last Guardian.
Yeah, the Sword Man could be lies, too. Who knows?
He pulls his facial hair off. It was me!
Even though Sony had a better showing for Assassin's Creed, the EV, I still liked what Assassin's Creed, whatever number we're on,
is doing.
It looks cool.
Interesting stuff. I just can't give a fuck about Assassin's Creed anymore.
I don't look at it in numbers. I just look at it like this individual game. And this individual game looks way better than any of the other games, but we'll see.
And what else did they do? We had Assassin's Creed. They had their Tom Clancy stuff. They had the Division there.
Yeah.
Which, again, they do that thing where they don't have someone explaining what's happening. They let it play out with this fake in-game banter between players.
I don't play online with a lot of people. I don't think people sound like that. I can't be sure. No, you gotta check your six. It's a bogey.
I like to burp into the mic.
Yeah, it's more like, hey, man, what did you do the other day? Did you check out that new Avengers movie?
Oh, yeah, that was cool. Yeah, it's bad.
Oh man, I died. Okay. Somebody, come on, respond me. Like, it would have been nice if they were explaining what was going on instead of having fake chatter.
Yeah, I still don't know what that game is. Maybe I'm silly for not paying attention, but I'm not super interested in it.
I mean, it looked good. All that Tom Clancy stuff looked. It was fun to watch just as a demo, as a show. I wouldn't play any of that stuff, but it was like, oh, that's cool. They're blowing holes in this.
Rainbow Six Siege has Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett was there.
Dame Angela Bassett is in that game as the president of the United States. And I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Like I said, this was a fun show to watch. You might not want to play every game they have, but that was it was entertaining. I was not bored out of my mind.
Rainbow Six Siege looked fine. They showed a plain area as opposed to just a house or a building, so that's interesting. And later on, they went on and showed the new Ghost Recon. It didn't have Tom Clancy's name on it.
It all blends together. But Tom Clancy, Splinter Cell.
Tom Clancy's
Splinter Cell
2015. It looked fine.
Jeremy's Irons.
It was a open world Clancy game.
Oh wait, was that the one with the guy with the skull?
Yeah.
Skull face. That was awesome. That was fun to watch, even though I don't know what was going on.
That kind of looks like The Division, though.
It looks like an open world game. It's like, oh no, take out the white hats. You have to take out the white hat gang. And then you're just going around. That's actually kind of cool. You go around in open world and you're searching for these people and you're popping them. And there's a guy with a skeleton tattoo on the back of his head.
It wasn't doing it for me.
That was cool. It was fun.
But that's how they ended the show.
Yeah. Weird way to end the show, but whatever. I think they were cool. I enjoyed their press conference.
So what would you give them?
A B. That was definitely, it was fun to watch. For Honor!
C. For Honor. That's the only reason it's getting a C. And in the
fact that... Why do you hate Aisha Tyler?
I don't hate Aisha Tyler. I think she's a lovely woman.
I'll give her a B.
Moving on. Oh no, I'm falling backwards in time.
Oh no!
Now we're in the danger zone.
This might... I don't... Okay, so we're arguing which one is worse, EA or Square Enix.
Yes.
I don't know.
EA Press Conference 2015.
They're both really bad, but I don't know. They're both bad in their own unique ways.
This has to be the worst one. Because they're, like, for as bad as Square Enix's how awkward and weird it was,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't torturous. The Eye of Pele watched me squirm.
The Eye of Pele. Yeah, they did that twice, where they zoomed in on this man's eye.
Pele, like, legendary soccer player.
I don't care.
Football enthusiast.
It could have been anybody, but this eye, it was just
bloodshot eye.
It was bloodshot eye, and it was in total the whole screen. It was the Eye of Sauron looking at us, and they did it twice. And that was just the part where they spent 20 minutes talking to Pele about stuff. I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Because it's EA, you know, they have to do that section where they talk about their sports games or whatever. And every year they seem to figure out, like, oh, nobody really cares about this
stuff. Video game people might not care about sports.
So every year they try to make it shorter and shorter. And then this year they just kind of, like, put their feet up.
Well, it seemed like they were really seeming like they were killing for time, or trying, let's run out the clock. We got to run out the clock.
Look at this new FIFA game, and let's have a, like, what was it, 10-minute interview or question?
Like, Pele was about to get up and leave, and like, no, get back here. What do you want?
Pele, come back.
Tell us, what did you have for breakfast today, Pele?
He did not see
the sausages and
the soccer ball. It's called the football.
In America, you
call that was torture. That was grating.
I closed my eyes because my
I wanted to leave, but it's my apartment.
I wanted to jump off your balcony.
It was rough, and yeah, no other press conference like tortured me.
And then they had the hoop god get up there for their basketball segment. Hoop I god. Thought it was a little kid because they made a thing about saying, oh, we invited LA Public School to be here.
Yeah, like,
and then there's like this black, full grown man, but he looked like he was dressed like a little kid, like he was going to the park.
He looked like Kevin Hart.
He looked like a little tiny.
He was a tiny man. Kevin man.
And then they zoomed in on his face because they were gonna put his face in the game, and there's like, oh, that's a grown man's face on this tiny child body. Maybe he was just wearing ill fitting sweats, but that was
not interesting. Like, apparently, they're making a basketball game, a soccer game, a football game.
And were they doing something with fantasy drafting?
Yeah, they showed pictures of football players.
Mm.
Even more boring than their in-game football
game. And they had ESPN Man 2 out. ESPN 2?
What?
The guy from ESPN 2. Oh, that's all I know, because I don't know his name. But they were saying, and this guy, from ESPN 2.
He wasn't an athlete. He was just
the channel dude that you care about. Not one.
Care about most. So, other than that, EA also started the meeting with Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah.
It was just a quick trailer. Nothing in-game, I don't believe.
No. It was all CG.
But the tagline, semicolon or colon name Andromeda suggests that it's a whole new galaxy.
It's not that the ship is called the Andromeda, but we're still in the Milky Way.
I'm curious because I'm wondering if they're building brand new story for this, or are they going to use any
assets? Would have to, because all the people that made the story for the last games are probably gone.
Oh, no.
But, it looked interesting, but they didn't really show a lot of it. And the only part about this that made me laugh was they got Yarny. What was it? Unraveled.
Yarny!
That's one cool cat.
Unraveled. It's their indie game that they went out and saw and were like, yeah, let's make a game about this. And it was this cute little red yarn cat.
Yeah.
And the idea is that it is a puzzle platform game. Physics platformer where you're physically unraveling as you go on.
It looks like a little Big Planet, but it looks fun to play.
Yes. That's the main difference. And it was very cool. The guy who came out to show it, they zoom in on his hand.
They should not have zoomed in on his hands.
He pulls out a real world Yarny doll, and his hands are shaking.
He's so scared that he's shaking, and it looks really freaky because his hands are
cut away from his hands. Cut away from his hands.
And it took like way too long for them to cut away from his hands.
Yes,
showed me a doll on the stage.
Why? He showed it to us. He's a man from Sweden.
And then he's getting talking about the it represents unraveling in our own lives and the threads that we connect with people.
It looks like he's starting to unravel on that stage.
And then it's like, yeah, this is all really sweet. And then as soon as he leaves, we get fly
into the danger zone.
And some stupid asshole and some kind of giant zombie
Superman
costume, like Super Brain is what he's called, or something. Yeah,
Super Brain.
And he starts flexing on us.
He starts flexing. Hulkamania is running wild.
And but it was so weird. That it was weird. Yeah. That juxtaposition between Unraveled those two things.
Unraveled was a very quiet, very sentimental, very thoughtful presentation. It was just to be interrupted by noise.
It was so inappropriate.
Very inappropriate.
I loved it. And that's the one thing that... Because that made me more happy than anything I've seen.
To introduce a piece of shit sequel to Plants vs. Zombies Modern Plant Fair.
But he was flexing so hard.
He was flexing so hard. And then we watched a lot of that game. They showed a lot of it.
They... Yeah. I mean, it was probably the most interesting game they had there. Playable.
Oh, my God.
What was more exciting?
Because last year, EA was... They were kind of known for doing the whole, like... Here's video of our developers working on games.
Last year, they just showed a woman playing the violin of the iconic Dragon Age theme.
We have nothing to show you, but we promise you, people are working on stuff.
The dog ate our homework, sir.
And then this year, you see the fruits of their labor, and the best stuff was made by other people.
Yeah. I mean, at least we didn't get 20 minutes of The Sims.
No, instead we got 10 minutes of Despicable Me Minions Mobile.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Fuck. And yeah, couple that with Pele, the Eyes of Pele, and then they wrap up the show with Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, I could see why people would like that game, but that's just not
looks fine.
Me.
I'm not
it's
a Star Wars
fan. It's a Star Wars game.
It looks pretty Star Wars, you guys.
It would have been nice if they took a Star Wars game and focused on some kind of more narrow aspect of that, but that's not what this is for. This is Battlefront, so they have to have big...
It's basically Battlefield with a Star Wars skin
on
it, and that could be fun.
Yeah.
That's a good time. I think they have done that in the past with Star Wars games, where they take a character and try to tell a story, but they all are...
I don't like licensed game. I don't want to play as Batman. I don't want to play as Chewbacca. Mm-hmm. I don't want to play as Han Solo or... Or whatever, the Riddler, I don't care, I just want to play like
the
original.
Bones of Han Solo.
The Bones of Han Solo. I just want to play a game with a game character in there, so I'm not... Oh man, Spider-Man's playing, he's riding the skateboard.
Oh no, it's Pete Spiderman in your favorite Tony Hawk game, which wasn't at any of the press conferences.
Good. Sorry. I was not expecting that.
Sorry, old man. You're just not a draw anymore.
Nobody cares about that. Was the Tony Hawk ride games ever at E3? On stage somewhere.
I want to say it was, but I can't remember.
I don't think they could have got away with that.
So, EA, what are you giving?
D minus.
F.
But fly into the danger zone.
Into the danger zone.
D minus, because just fly into the danger zone. That was pretty
so hard. Inappropriate. I feel really bad for Unravel, because I feel like that could have been...
What do you mean? Everybody online is saying that that's the best part about that stupid
conference. It was the best part of that conference, but I feel like it could have been picked up by Sony... Or any other major publisher.
But if it went to any other, nobody would have cared if Unravel was at Sony's press conference. Maybe. Some people would have said, "Oh, that's so cool." But I mean, this was like the Oasis.
It stands out because it was the only.
It was so not shit.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
okay. Cool. I just hope that game isn't destroyed by EA eventually. Okay, so now let's do a Tigbar roll. Backwards into the Microsoft press conference. The most probably boring and gross press conference? What do you think?
I don't know how gross it was, but I wasn't really entertained by it.
Let me explain what I mean by gross. Just how it was super marketing heavy, and during the actual trailers and game
pre-order now,
like, that was really distracting, and it really took me out of any type of atmosphere or engagement they were trying to do. It was just like you're watching this very tense scene in Halo 5 Guardians, and all of a sudden a overlay comes shooting out the bottom that says pre-order now.
Like, come on. Is that game coming out this year?
Yes, it is.
Okay. At least there's that. It's not asking us to pre-order a game that's coming out a year from now.
But they did it with practically every trailer they did. And it's just, it felt gross and it felt disrespectful to, like, themselves to a point.
I was just bored because of all the things that were weird. Like, because they had the Fallout guy, Todd Howard, giving a Fallout 4 demonstration.
A little dweeb.
Little dweeb. Even though he said this was the one and only demonstration of this game on stage, and he immediately lies because
he's a liar and a dweeb.
The very next press conference, he's at this thing because they're like, "Help us fill time."
Yeah.
And then they talk about backwards compatibility, which nobody gives a shit about.
Backwards compatibility, I would have given a shit 2 years
ago. They show a trailer for a controller that's apparently $150.
Yeah, so that's what that's the one detail they forgot to mention. There's this Elite controller that lets you customize the buttons, the pressure sensitivity.
When I saw that, I was really excited because I don't know if they're called SCIF or SCUF controllers, but they're really cool looking controllers that you could order from this company, and they run like $100, $150, $120 depending on how deep you want to get in there. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw that, it's like, holy shit, a $60 controller with the paddles on there, so you don't have to take your right thumb off the right analog stick. It's like, this is gonna be nuts. And then later on you tell me it's $150, like, oh,
$150.
Well, I might as well just order from them and get like a custom paint job and stuff. Get
leopard print on there.
They have it. Nice. They have zebra print too.
Now let's not go crazy. Well, I was very confused because about a few days before this press conference, Microsoft came out with their new SKU for the Xbox One, and it was a terabyte hard drive with a brand new controller that has the headphone jack in the controller.
Yeah.
And when they started showing out this new controller, I assumed that was the controller that was going to get packed in.
Yeah, I know. That's why it was so weird that it was like, oh, look. Because the one thing changed about it is like, no, you could put a regular headphone in. It's not a Blu-ray or whatever it was before. And then now it's like, no, look at this, man. Look at it's like you got the grips and the paddles and it's all this stuff. It's buttons just on buttons.
One by one, the cool things they showed got deconstructed as the day went on. It's like, this isn't entirely true.
And then they spent forever on a rare games collection. 30 rare games for $30.
That's about right.
No, that's way too much.
I'd pay a dollar for...
You pay a dollar for Grab by the Ghoulies?
Oh.
Or no. Battletoads?
No. That's their new Battletoads game.
Or Blast Chamber?
Enjoy.
Banjo-Tooie?
There's nothing... I'm not a big Rare fan.
No.
I'm guessing you're not a big Rare fan either.
No, fuck them.
So they had Halo 5. It looks like a Halo game.
Halo looked really cool. I would have liked to see a little bit more of it, but I mean, it looked fine.
Interesting premise. I'm tired of Halo games.
Yeah, I mean, it's rough because it's hard to justify $60 on a game that I know it's going to be like a week I'm going to spend on it.
And we don't have Xbox One, so we would have to justify $400 on top of it.
Right, and you know, I like Halo games, but I don't play the multiplayer, so it's just the campaign I'll play once or twice, and it's like I'm done with it in a week, and it's like, man, $60.
And speaking to that backwards compatibility, every game that I would want to play that I have on Xbox One already has like a remake or a remaster. And the games that I do have that don't have that, they're not compatible yet. Now, they came out and said that hundreds of games, or at least 100, over 100 games, would be available by the holiday. As of right now, that list stands at 18. They are mostly Rare games, because I'm guessing they worked on them to get the Rare collection.
I don't know. I'm in the minority, probably, but I don't care about like old games. I don't want to go back and play.
I can't play Halo Reach.
Like, I can't play, I'm not going to go back and play Gears of War 1.
If there's going to be a remaster in a couple
of years. I mean, forgetting that about the remaster, like, you want me to play, like, I'm not going to go and play Siphon, I'm going to say, I'm really in the mood to play Siphon Filter now. It's like, they're, you know, some games, they, you know, I played them, they're done. I don't want to play these games again. It's like, I want, you know, newer stuff.
I like preserving games, because I do like collecting old games. Sure. And it does make it a lot easier for me, instead of unhooking everything and putting in a new system. Like, I have to keep my Xbox 360 around, even though it's the HDMI cable isn't plugged in. It's still on my TV set, just in case I want to go in and play one of those old games. It would be nice to upgrade to an Xbox One and not have to worry about decommissioning my Xbox 360 every time.
Yeah.
Speaking of Gears of War, they showed off the new Gears of War game.
Starring Chris Pratt.
Starring Chris Pratt and the lady we couldn't see because it was dark.
Well, did they ever say her name?
I don't believe
it. We called her Nanya.
Nanya, not Anya.
Nanya.
And they showed off a lot of like darkness.
It didn't look bad, but it was just weird. Like, why are you making this into a horror game?
I had to squint to watch it. Now, Gears of War does have horror elements throughout the series.
Sure.
But you're showing off a brand new gear. It's Gears 4.
Right.
Brand new Gears game in the series. I wanted to see some
action.
But the
thing it's known for is, like, you know, chainsawing people.
Yeah. And I feel like it did not have a very good showing. I'm a huge fan of Gears. And I'm kind of in the same camp with Halo. Like, I'm sick and tired of Gears games. They would have had to have shown me something really spectacular, and they didn't.
Well, the thing with Halo is it made me think of Halo Reach, because they had the multiple Spartans and their different colored armor. Mm-hmm. And there's the lady Spartan, and then there's the big Spartan guy. And it's like, I like that, because the armor is the star of the Halo games. I don't care about the story, so it's just... Let me look at as much cool dudes and their cool armor sets as sure. you can. And that kind of brought it back, because there was like teams of these guys now.
Okay. And also want to mention EA, not content to ruin their own press conference, decided to stop on by to Microsoft and announced EA Access.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
You just pay for pennies a day.
Was that... Wait, that this was Microsoft and not EA?
This was Microsoft's press conference, and Peter Moore decided to stop in. The devil himself.
For $5 a month. For the low, low price of $5 a month.
You can play sports games from previous years.
You could play Madden 5 days early.
You can play Titanfall.
Lame. I still don't know what you get out of this service.
Super lame and gross. Instead of just giving you free demos, you now have to pay for the privilege of playing demos.
Okay.
So there's a good value there.
I'm not going to pay for that.
Sony doesn't even allow this service on PSN.
That's why they're there. Okay, yeah, I was wondering. Yeah. It's such a weird service.
Weird too. And gross.
So you get free games if you give them money.
Yep.
Making that not free then.
Yep.
And then you play some games a few days. We're talking a few days early.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
Okay, I think we're done with Microsoft.
I think we're done with Microsoft. I'm sure there was some rare things. Oh! No, there was one. Before we were finished with Microsoft, I do want to talk about Record.
Oh, yeah. I actually liked Record. They just didn't show too much of it.
I liked it a lot. I like the trailer they showed. It's from the man who made Mega Man.
Keiji Inafune,
and by some developers of the Metroid Prime series.
It looked like the Japanese version of Horizon, almost.
Yeah, I would go with that.
I like the character design of the woman in that game more than, I think, unnamed woman from Horizon, but we don't know what that game is. Or we just saw her take an orb from her dog,
robot friend, dog,
who sacrifices himself nobly to protect her, and then he puts it into a big golem. And now the golem's alive. So it looks kind of like a Knack spiritual successor, except way better and cooler than what Knack looked like.
Yeah, it looks really promising. No idea when that's coming out. But
They also showed Dark Souls 3, which it's hard remembering this stuff because there's very, very short CG-only trailers.
Yeah, those type of things don't stick with me.
Yeah, the stuff that I want to see, like, and it's coming out this fall, and this is what the game looks like. And because For Honor looked really... early, but we were seeing actual gameplay of it.
Yeah,
we were seeing somebody take somebody's head
clean off,
and so there might be some stuff that we're forgetting in Microsoft, but there was just so much garbage in that.
A lot of garbage. Wasn't too thrilled with it, although they always seem thrilled with themselves.
They seem very happy with themselves. Oh, didn't they also do that HoloLens demonstration?
So there was a Minecraft HoloLens demonstration. I really think HoloLens is cool, but I don't want to play Minecraft, and it seems like this is the only thing that it supports. And we don't know when this is going to be ready, really. And much like the Kinect demonstrations, it seemed to work fine when they're doing
it. Under
their controlled situation and setup. It looked really eye-catching, the way he was navigating Minecraft.
Yeah.
And somebody else who was playing Minecraft while he was moving this virtual thing on a table. That looked really impressive. Will it work? What kind of surfaces can I do this with? Is there any other games that will use this? Like, I have a lot more questions about this technology. And I think I'd be more likely to use HoloLens than a straight-up VR headset. But, I'm not a Minecraft person. And it's probably... They didn't talk about a price either.
I mean, I should have been impressed by it because it looked like Minority Report, where this thing is just popping out of the table and you're moving it with your hands. But I don't know why I couldn't care less about this.
It should be impressive because it's for a game that
even if, whatever the game. I mean, it was impressive to see like it just a hologram just shooting out of your table.
Yeah,
like what if we could play a board game like that? That would be cool.
Just play chess with virtual pieces. But for whatever reason, it just didn't hit
Yeah.
A lot of misses with Microsoft. What would you grade it overall?
C minus, probably.
I'll give it a C minus as well. Hey, we agreed on one.
Yay!
Yay! Best brothers forever. All right, and then we went to sleep, and then we backed up, and we're rolling out of bed and into Bethesda.
That's, I think this is probably my favorite press conference out of the whole, and it was the very first one we saw. It was
the very first one, so they set the bar high, and luckily it wasn't, for me, like the showstopper, but it was a very good press conference.
It was great. I mean, Todd Howard knows how to speak. He got up there, and he was really cool. And
makes you feel safe.
But it's just, I like just how he, you know, especially when he was talking about other free-to-play games, you know, fuck those games. But, like, our thing, it's like, yeah, you want to play a dollar for this extra bonus, whatever, but hey, you could play it without an internet connection, so you could actually play it on an airplane or something. So, I mean, the places where you would actually use your mobile device,
yeah,
you could play this mobile game.
So during his presentation of Fallout 4, he also showed that mobile game Fallout Shelter.
Fallout Shelter, that's a good name for it, yeah. it looked like a Sim-esque type of you're building a community.
Yeah, it like from the get-go it looks like it's one of these really tedious mobile games, but it actually plays well. It looks charming, and yeah, he made up, like you said, he made a point to address, now I know what you're thinking, that this isn't awful, just give it a try, and it's available tonight.
Yeah, that was the coolest thing. And well, just download it right now. And it was just that press conference really flowed. Even stuff that, you know, I don't care about, the collectible card game that they were making, they only spent 4 seconds on it.
Yeah,
they didn't subject us to anything.
They were very smart about what we should invest time in versus what do people want to see.
Yeah.
And they opened the show with Doom.
Doom.
And I didn't know what to expect from this game.
U-apostrophe-R-E Doom.
That's right. Doom is one of those games, like we had talked about Shenmue 3. Like, what is a Shenmue 3 in 2015?
I never liked Doom, and I didn't care that Doom was going to be here, but seeing how that thing played, it was really fun, and it looked really cool. I think the only problem with it, I just wish the design and look was a little bit different. Like, I could have seen, like, a Borderlands kind of cell-shaded, really bright, garish-looking type of thing. I would have liked to have seen that more. At least not looking exactly like Doom 3.
Yeah, it looked like they took a lot of assets from Doom 3 and just, you know, polished them up real nice. I thought the character's movement through the game world was very clean. There wasn't anyone talking.
No.
That was the best part about these. No one was talking. No one was describing anything.
They didn't give us, like, 4 pages of setup and talking about the demon apartheid.
Now, with Fallout 4, Howard did have to, like, interject a few times just to be like, oh, and by the way, this game knows your name. it knows over 1,000 names.
I don't know if I'm gonna name my guy after my name. I think that would just freak me out too much.
Yeah,
I'm gonna kill you, Eric.
Oh,
turn it off.
Not again.
Put the controller in the drawer.
But the Doom trailer reveal went very, very smooth. I know that they had shown it during their was it QuakeCon?
Yeah,
earlier late last year. And we had to wait this entire time because it was only showed to attendees.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh man, when are they going to show this thing? And they finally did. And I was very happy with what I saw. I liked the idea of how you don't regenerate health. You get health by killing enemies. So when you're low on health, you have more of an incentive to go out and attack.
You can't hide behind a corner and wait for your health to regen. Right. You have to push forward. It was actually very like Diablo 3, where you kill guys in Diablo 3 and orbs, health orbs pop out.
You can't lame it out.
You have to push forward.
You gotta man up and
forward, not backward.
You get to use a chainsaw.
Yeah.
That looked fun.
That was cool.
The weapons looked, even though they were, you know, the same classic weapons from previous Doom games, they looked fun to use.
The execution animations.
Execution animations, sure. And then right after that, what did they go into? Was it, because Fallout 4 was
last. That was
last,
toward the end. That was, yeah, toward the end.
And Doom was first. And then I think they went into Dishonored?
Yeah, Dishonored 2. They went with Dishonored 2 and then a bunch of stuff that wasn't, like, that interesting. But Dishonored 2 was just a CG trailer, but I really like Dishonored 1, and I can't wait to see what they do with this. The only thing we know is that there's two characters that you, and they're supposedly they play differently.
Which I like it when they do that. I like when you get the choice between a man or a woman to play in your game.
And the woman, to me, looked like the girl from the first game grown up, but it's been a while since I played that, so I don't know.
It might be her.
If it's her, then your dude, who is it, his name, Corvo?
Corvo.
Corvo is going to be really old, because she was like, I don't know how old, like maybe 14,
yeah,
10 to 12-ish.
She was tiny.
Yeah, so that must have been like at least around 8 to 10 years since the last game. So is Corvo really going to be doing these wall jumps? And
well, he might play completely different, so we'll see.
He's a slow man with the cane.
He's on a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair.
He's blinking, but he's only going like 4 feet.
Yeah, I want to play this game, but we didn't. It's a CG trailer, and we didn't see much of it.
Right.
Who knows?
I wasn't a big fan of Dishonored. I thought it had some problems with it.
And they're doing a remaster.
They're doing a remaster, which now here's the funny thing. I'm actually interested in doing this remaster because I feel like the issues I had with the first game might get corrected in this new one, because I thought that the graphics were kind of, the art style was kind of weird. I'm not going to fix that, but technically speaking, I thought it was kind of stuttery and slow, and there was some weird stuff where I would be hiding and they'd be looking right at me and they couldn't see me. Like, it was very weird when and why they would see me.
Yeah, the stuff was a little weird in that game, but it was just it was a cool world. It was very interesting art style. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't my favorite game the year it came out, but it gave me my favorite moment in a video game. And I think I might have even showed you this because I didn't think you were going to play it.
Part, at the end?
Yeah, the very end. You have one friend in this entire game, the boatman who takes you to these missions. And then I guess I was an asshole because he just told me, like, you know what, Corvo? I don't like you. You're kind of a jerk. And he just pulls out a flare gun on this last mission. And now everybody is descending upon you while he's just sailing away. It's like, no, yeah. you're my only friend. Come back.
You're only my only friend, boatman.
Because everybody betrays you before that. And so it's like, damn. The last good one.
It's pretty good.
But besides from that, I mean, we saw Battle Cry.
Oh yeah, something Cry.
Battle Cry.
Battle MOBA. That no one wants
Heroes
to play.
Of Tamriel Online Edition.
Yeah, so there was Online.
Yeah, so it wasn't all great stuff, but they didn't like.
But there was like, okay, we addressed that.
We know, guys.
We know. Now here's 15 minutes of Doom. You know, like they knew what to focus on. I think Fallout got almost like 20 minutes.
And I thought we were only going to get like 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. I didn't think we were going to get anything much more than a trailer. And he goes in depth into everything. And
like
that
the weapon system, the character creation.
How it starts.
How it starts. The base this, building
yeah,
mechanic.
Yeah, you're having somewhere? Like a base defense type of thing.
Really cool stuff.
Against that raider scum.
Because that's what I was worried about when I saw their reveal trailer a few days prior. It didn't look like that next jump in gameplay.
It did not in that CG trailer. But when you're seeing the actual game and like, okay.
Yes.
Because if it's the magnitude of the game, but it looks so much better. Like, it doesn't look like a pretty game on its own. But when you keep in mind that, no, you could actually explore this giant world. And you could build and take apart all this stuff.
Yeah.
And special is still in the game. I was worried that they were going to take that out and streamline it.
And yeah, this you cannot make this experience on a PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360.
No.
You have to go to the next gen or current gen. So that's really impressive.
And the reveal is, we don't think you have to wait too much longer. And it was like
11-10, 2015. So we're going to be playing that
this
for the holiday.
Fall. Yeah, so it's like,
that's,
wow.
Wow.
What every game should have done at this press conference and failed to do. Like, yeah, what are we going to be
what's
playing in the next 6
this
months?
Year? And yeah, Bethesda.
Because it's June. It's half the year.
Yeah.
And then some of these games weren't even probably won't even be out in 2016.
It looks like you're getting Fallout 4.
Yeah.
And then early 2016 in the well, in the springtime, you have Doom to look forward to. There's probably going to be a beta before that. And then you have Dishonored 2 shortly after that.
Street Fighter 5.
Street Fighter 5 is coming out. It's, you know, a lot of good stuff is on the way. So, did we give Bethesda a grade?
I don't remember, but I'm going to say definitely like a B+. They were really great.
I'm giving them S rank.
Ooh. Okay, yeah, you can see that.
I'm giving them my seal of approval. Best, first and best press conference.
Yeah, they were really good.
They knew what they were doing. Like, not only using my grade metric, but also your grade metric of how well did they go through the information? How did they present it? They did that very well, which I don't usually pay attention to, but it was done very well. So with that, that is E3 2015. Eric, do you have a game of the show? Now keep in mind that this, you don't need to, you know everything about this game.
Right, just based on what they showed.
Based on what they showed, what got you most excited?
Fallout 4 is, it's really hard to beat that just because we're getting that now. And I really feel like playing a new open world RPG type of thing. And so Fallout 4 is probably my game of the show. But man, For Honor did look really, really cool.
That was interesting.
I wish I knew more about that. And it's hard to, like, I know Street Fighter V is going to be great, but it's like, just waiting so long for those games, it's like, I guess Fallout 4 would probably have to be my game of the show so far.
Yeah, that's a good pick. For me, Fallout 4 is kind of like a known quantity. Like, I know that's going to be good. I'm already going to buy it. And I'm excited for it. But I'm kind of, like, Unravel looked cool. Record looked cool. A lot of the smaller games, Horizon from the Sony press conference looked very cool.
Those Devolver games look cool.
They did a 4 Devolver Indiecade during Sony's press conference. Those all looked interesting. I want to say The Last Guardian. I'm a huge fan of Shadow of the Colossus, but I don't think there was enough there to wow me. Like, other than the fact that it was there, like, that impressed me a lot. But I think content-wise, it didn't quite do it for me. I think I'm going to say my game of the show is Doom.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Because Doom, like, I've played Doom games before. I'm not super into Doom. But it was the one game that I watched, and then I immediately wanted to play. Because it looked so fun. Like, the speed, the shooting mechanic, how it played. It's the game that I just want to play right now.
It looked ready.
It looked ready to go. Let's do it. So that's going to do it for our maiden voyage here. Our first ever podcast. E3 Spectacular?
Yeah.
My name is Matt Swedick. You can find me on the internet on Twitter at OnTheDisc. My blog is onthedisc.org. I also do a podcast with a handful of other charming ladies, Carrie Ann Schumacher and Renee Kuharchik. And on One-Way Ticket to Nilbog. So if you're interested in bad horror movies, I do that. And Eric, is there anything that you want to plug?
My name's Eric, and I do a podcast with Matt.
That's me!
Video games sometimes. That's pretty much it.
All right, we haven't really hammered out how often we're going to do these.
Or even what it's going to be called.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to come up with a title later. But yeah, look for us in the future. When the time comes, you'll know. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Stay fresh.
Stay fresh.